When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you. Steve Sipple out today with food poisoning. Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush with you. Hope you had a great weekend. Bill, are you avoiding food poisoning this morning, unlike our friend Steve Sipple?
Right now, yes. It was kind of, Laura will tell you, it was kind of I was off this weekend, like as far as how I felt and
off.
Stuff like that. Yes, a little off. Yes, wasn't quite, nothing like what Steve Sipple is experiencing right now. So if you guys have his personal cell phone number, wish him well, if you could, please, because he's going through, he's in a pickle right now.
That'd be very important, I think. We got to take care of Sip. Yeah, please. If you have his number, like Bill said, reach out to Sip.
He gave it out on the air. And so, if you want to share it to other friends, go right ahead, because he did that on his own.
Yeah, we're not going to do it ourselves again for him. That was a one-time thing. But if you have it or have a friend that doesn't have it, you need to text him, please share that with them, because Sip needs some good wishes this morning. Food poisoning stinks, and he took the long road to Wichita. He said, it's a four-hour trip down there, as you know,
Solid 4 hours, but yes, he's right on.
The text this morning we received at 1:15 a.m., which I was not awake for. We saw it this morning. Got here. He said it took him 7 hours to get back because of the constant stops to, you know, deal with the food poisoning issue.
That's just real. I've had it before. I've had it take me in recruiting. I've had it take me into the ER before. And so, it's a wicked type thing. So hopefully Steve's getting better.
Yes, he felt bad. The text was long, and he said, I feel bad about this, but I don't want to give you guys the germs I had, the food poisoning, and I don't want to give you this anyways, or leave the show at any given time to go take care of this. So we will hopefully see Sip tomorrow, but again,
usually that stuff will clear up today and be back tomorrow, I would imagine.
Send him your well wishes that we know that we miss you, and we hope that you feel better today at some point.
Jake, let's talk golf.
Oh, God.
Let's talk, because the text we received Saturday was euphoric. Would you agree?
It was.
It was you. I've never received a text this positive ever from you and Seth.
So, Bill is referring to the Pistol two-man scramble at Beatrice Country Club. I had not played the course at all this year.
The Pistol.
Played it many times in my life. Tons of times, but I have not played it this year. Day one. What do you expect? We haven't played golf together. We played golf one time together this year, once. So let's see what we got. Had some good golf on Saturday. 11 under par, 61. Put us in fourth place of 68 teams.
Walk me through this real quick now. Okay. Is this when it's a two-man scramble? So is the true scramble rules then between the two of you?
Everybody hits two. You both hit a shot, and you take the best shot from there. So, yeah, it's true scramble.
Okay.
My putter was hot Saturday. I made about 220 feet of putts, probably. I made a lot of putts. That is not a good sign for day two, usually, when you're making everything.
It's hard to keep that up. It's hard to say, hey, I'll just keep making 30-foot putts. It's hard to do that.
If you're consistently putting the ball to 5 feet with your approach shots, okay, you can do that. But if you're making 20-footers that are benders and just tough putts, not a good sign for day two, which was the case for yesterday. Again, we were in fourth place in the first flight. Our goal every year is to be in the championship flight. Whatever happens, happens. So we were in the proper flight. The problem is, Bill, we didn't show up for day two. We didn't show up. We were there physically, but not mentally. I think we were even...
Was there yelling? Sometimes you and Seth will yell at each other.
Well, for us, it either is yelling or it's silent mode, and we had a little mixture of both. Now, I think in the middle of the back nine, we realized this is not our day, and so we kind of just started laughing and realized this sucks, but hey, let's just finish strong, which we did not at all. But there, it got uncomfortable in the front nine for a second. You know, usually you stick with the, hey, I'm going first, you're going second.
Yes.
That's the order. That order got rotated a lot throughout the day. You're first now. Yeah. You go first in the greens, I'll go first house. We're just trying to find some sort of, you know, chemistry that would work, and it just it didn't happen.
How was the body language?
I would say mine was pretty poor. I threw a golf club.
You threw a club?
Hole 17, our second to last hole today. We did start on hole one. I put a ball in the water, and I threw my driver about 30 yards.
Yeah.
Did not go in the water. The driver is safe. It didn't break. It's still in my bag. That was ultimate frustration. That was a drivable downwind par four. I went first to try to put it out there. I pushed it in the water so far right that it was horrible. And then Seth had to put one in play, which he put left. We bogeyed the hole, which was, put us in a great mood. And that was that, Bill. That was that for the pistol. So we did not win, for those who are curious. We did not win the pistol. However, a lot of breakers in Beatrice. And I told you in Friend 2 weeks ago, I was getting, you know, drinks at the bar. Somebody goes, hut, hut, hut. Guess what? That happened a lot yesterday and Saturday.
We had breakers there.
Yeah. Trevor and Jesse, loyal breakers. I mean, there's more than that. Those two are the most consistently, just every time I walk by, I would do the hut, hut, hut. Yes. I would say they did that to me about 10 times in the 2 days.
God,
span.
I love that.
And you would have just been giddy about that. You would have loved it.
I love that. So bottom of the championship bracket when you finished out?
Yeah, we probably... I left before the actual tally was done to say, I don't care what we're at. I know we're not going to win. I know we got surpassed by people that were below us in the flight. We probably were either dead last in the championship flight or second to last. I know the guys we played with that also had a 61 also shot, well, we shot day two, 69, 300 par. It was a bad day for both of our groups. So we did not finish solo dead last if it was last. It was at least a shared last.
But you had a day. You and Seth had a day.
We had
Saturday.
A day. And you know what? Saturday was the most fun we've had in that tournament in a couple years. It was a blast. We had only played with each other one time 2 weeks ago this entire year. And we went lights out. The putter was hot. We were hitting good shots in general, and the mood, spirits were high.
That's outstanding.
And then you know, Sunday happened, and that it didn't ruin the tournament for us because Saturday was great, but it was just a bummer of a last day to exit that golf tournament. So shout out to I believe Nate Cook won. Think about this, Bill. A two man scramble. They shot 14 under par, 58 the first day, and 59, 13 under par. The second day. That is ridiculous.
That's unreal.
Ridiculous golf in a scramble, two-man scramble. Like, four-man scramble, that's still pretty good. Two-man scramble, that's ridiculous.
And
27 under par? It's not normal.
Not normal.
It's not normal.
You weren't going to beat that.
I didn't have that in the tank. No, I think the best we could have shot was probably a 63 yesterday. We don't have 59 in the tank at all for us, too. We're too much of head cases for that to happen. So, it didn't happen. But it was fun. Great. The pistol was in a great tournament. Course was in great shape, and I thought that it was just another fun weekend. So
nice.
Too bad the golf didn't follow suit yesterday.
Well, we got the response about five or six holes in.
Let me see that real quick.
I sent the text out for a score.
You screenshotted it, and then you circled that.
Circled it. Yes. When you said I circled a section there where the meltdown was coming.
See if I can find. Yeah, you did. Okay, the text I had sent. Bill sent me a text at probably 10:51 a.m. in the group chat. So I got this as well. It says, "Jake, golf update." I said, "Day two is not going well. -1 through 5, and tempers are getting close to flaring." Which you screenshotted that and circled that and said, "Just play better" with the crying emoji face. Well, I tried. We tried. We were 300 par through nine, and we're even par in the back nine. So that's not good. But again, fun weekend. Glad I played. And Saturday was something to remember for a long time.
Thank you, Beatrice.
How about you, Bill? What was your weekend like?
It was very, very laid back. Not really no idle chit chat.
What?
Yeah, don't have any idle chit chat
at all.
Nothing really going on that was too much. Just a lot of time with sugar. Other than that, that's about it. Wasn't too much.
This is unlike you, Bill.
Yeah, I have zero idle chit-chat whatsoever.
Wow.
Except for I talked to Andrew Newton.
You did?
About how we're going to try to fix the yard that I damaged. That was talked about with my nitrogen situation.
Did he say, walk me through why you did this.
He just understood there was a malfunction with the spreader is what happened. That's what it was. So this is all fixable. For a while, he thought maybe I sprayed some sort of weed killer or something. I said, nope, this was all based on fertilizer. And so we got through it. We worked through it. Talked to him on a couple other subjects that we discussed, but that was about it. Other than that, didn't really talk to anybody all weekend. Kind of enjoyed it.
Got it. That's a Bill Bush weekend, right there.
Nothing.
It's good.
Yes.
By the way, on YouTube, regarding Sip, people are asking questions. Walter says, did Sip get food poisoning at Applebee's? I don't believe so. I believe it was at the event in Wichita. I don't know what the cuisine was. I don't know who was serving the cuisine.
Don't know what that was. I think right now it's a Saturday night event is where everything went down.
that's what it sounds like to me.
And I didn't think until this morning I read his text, but there was very few texts all weekend from Sip. There was a couple check-ins, so this must have hit him early. So he's been going through pure hell is what he's been going through.
Well, again, the text was received at 1:15 this morning. I don't know what time he got back from Wichita. On Saturday or Sunday, but
well, I imagine you can't. I think he was staying there Saturday night. So
okay,
I drove home Sunday. Okay. It was a long drive home for him. That's why I probably, so I feel for him in this.
Dang,
well, sick day.
Sip, get well soon. Someone else says, Owen said, did he get sick from the taco bar? I don't know if there's a taco bar. I don't know what the cuisine
there'll
was.
There'll be a lot of details tomorrow.
We will understand.
Hang in there with us. There'll be many, many details tomorrow.
We'll let
tomorrow.
You know what the problem was for Sip, and he can give you all the issues of the food poisoning battle he's had since apparently Saturday night. But I think that's idle chit chat.
It's it.
That's all I got for you. Sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. And he can walk you through your issues with nitrogen in the yard, too.
If Andrew can fix problems.
I got
it over my skis. My wife made it very clear to me. She looked at me and says, Andrew will take care of the yard for everything from now on. But I got so excited about that nitrogen from Parker.
You're just trying to do some things by yourself sometimes. I have no problem with that, Bill.
You tried. Didn't go well.
I want to play something here. I know this happened on Friday, but we did not get a chance to address this on the show. I know the rundown says something else, Bill. But Paul Feinbaum, you saw this.
I did see this.
You saw this. So we're going to play this from Paul Feinbaum. He was responding to Matt Rhule, some comments he made at Big Ten Media Days about the Big Ten wanting they should have four teams in the college football playoff. And I'll play you the clip from Feinbaum.
I want to hear this.
Because
I just read it. I never actually heard it.
It was on Get Up, the show on ESPN. Feinbaum was making an appearance. Here was the Paul Feinbaum statement on Matt Rhule in the comments there.
I think four teams from this league should get in every year because this is the best league. This is the NFL of college football in my mind. It stretches from coast to coast, different time zones, different weather. That's not to diminish any other league. The SEC is amazing. These other leagues are great, but the challenge in the Big Ten is going to be really difficult.
So he says the Big Ten should just automatically get four teams in the playoff. Paul, what do you think of that?
Matt, stay in your lane, okay? Job one, win enough games to get to some stupid bowl game. Don't worry about the big boys because you're not one of them. We saw what you did in the NFL. You were a complete disaster in Carolina. You somehow got this job in Nebraska, and you're talking like you belong at the table with Ohio State and Georgia. You don't. Just try to win maybe six games. Quit choking big games on the final play and leave the punditry to the professionals. Thank you.
This has been a public service announcement from Paul Feinbaum.
There you go. That's Paul Feinbaum appearing on Get Up on Friday
That's Greeny.
Morning with Greeny.
I don't watch that show at all, but I was such a Greeny fan. I'm a big Greeny fan. And Mike in the Morning dominated for years.
They did. That
show dominated for years. And I would listen to that religiously. And I loved listening to Greeny. He was funny.
He's
had
good.
Some good things.
I like Greeny too.
And he's a diehard Jets fan. I mean, everything about him, I just really enjoy it. And he's funny, and obviously ridiculously intelligent. Along with that, Northwestern grad.
Mm-hmm.
So with the comments of it, first of all, I think they're fun.
They are fun.
Because anytime there's comments like that, it's just fun. If it stirs things up, if it doesn't, whatever. I said, I think that they're, when someone's saying that, because you get your chance in the end, whether it be Nebraska, but this is, don't be like, Well, Feinbaum has it out for Nebraska. He doesn't. He says things like this
about, to everybody.
To a lot of different schools or different coaches or different players or whatever it is. And I just think it's enjoyable for late July radio. I think it's just something it's, that's like, okay, that's kind of fun to listen to. It's kind of fun to see what someone has to say. So
Feinbaum told Matt Rhule to stay in his own lane and leave the punditry to the pundits. Well, how dare a coach vouch for his conference to get four teams in the playoff and, you know, try to make a statement saying this conference is 18 teams. There's some very, very good teams. We believe we're good enough to be to have four. And by the way, what conference won the title last year? The Big Ten did. Michigan. And Washington's now in the conference, a team that was in the Pac-12. You got the runner-up and the champion in your conference right now. So, yes, the SEC has dominated for years. No one would ever push back on that. But how dare Matt Rhule try to vouch for the conference?
Yeah, it was a situation where it wasn't an over-your-skis comment.
No, it wasn't.
It was just, vouching for the conference. So, I don't take it really that seriously. Either way, I don't think what Coach Rhule said was out of bounds. I think what Feinbaum said was kind of funny how he responded to it. And it's kind of the classic of any publicity is good publicity.
Right.
So it still has people talking about Nebraska football. And so, but his comment, I understand where Feinbaum's coming from. He's going to say, but it really wasn't a conversation so much about Nebraska. It was more about the Big Ten.
It was about the Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Come on, Paul.
And Paul was probably a little bit more he was more discussing Nebraska at the time. But like I said, I enjoy Feinbaum. Some people just despise him. I like listening to him. I think he's interesting to talk to. He's put his time in. So I do like that part of it. And anybody can have their own opinions. So either way, like I said, this time of year, it's highly entertaining. And there's not a lot going on. There's just not a lot going on.
He's great at making content and getting people pissed off at him or agreeing with him. That's what Feinbaum's really. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah. So with the comments he made, there are whatever listeners that just went crazy with agreeing with him, and then there's some that went crazy disagreeing. Now the disagrees would all be what? Nebraska fans,
of course.
That would all be Nebraska fans
saying, "Oh, this guy's a check. You know, he's a jerk."
And the other, if you're at Arkansas and stuff, right? Really don't care other places. So I thought it was odd that it even came up on Get Up. I thought it was.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Odd that was a storyline for that show, because that show is obviously a very national show.
Right, but if you've got Feinbaum on, he's going to protect the SEC. He's going to protect the SEC. Yep. He talks all sports people, but he's mostly an SEC guy, of course.
Correct.
And so if someone dares give support to a different conference saying it might be the best in the country, here comes Paul to the rescue. No. SEC.
Yep, that's pretty much true. Right. And give him credit for that. He has a platform, and that's where he's at. And he said the other day was something Saban commented on Feinbaum, because Feinbaum says, I think, directly to Saban, like, you know, you've ruined my life because of, you know, now that you're retired, I don't get to talk about Alabama and you and this. And Saban had fired back, well, you made my life pure hell for 17 years. And so And not so. Just don't think that everyone
that's
in
gold,
the SEC, that everyone in the SEC gets a pass. I mean, he'll crush SEC teams that he feels aren't up to speed or doing what they're supposed to be doing. So it's not one of those where he's just like raving about Vanderbilt,
right?
That he's not doing that.
You're right. Yeah. Even though he's an SEC backer, he thinks that's the best conference. Yes, he will take shots at every team, including Alabama.
Alabama took shots too.
Who's been just the golden goose for 15 years, basically, in college football, or 20 years, essentially. So, Paul Feinbaum has spoken there. And we said, not a big deal. Get over it, Nebraska fans.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. I think his comments were funny.
They were funny.
And I think Coach Rule's statement is not, like I said, just saying to get four teams in. That's not a crazy one.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, it'd be crazy if it was Big 12 or ACC saying that, but the SEC and Big 10 is really not.
Nope.
And they'll probably be they'll be one of those conferences that will get four in.
Yep.
Probably this year. One of the two will probably end up getting four teams in.
So Paul Feinbaum has spoken. We don't care, Paul. Keep talking. We'll address it on the airwaves, but I think, like I said, it was fun. It was all good fun. On Friday, Bill, there was an interesting thing that happened in Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, Thursday, we talked on the show. I guess you weren't. No, we brought up on Friday morning. Thursday, there was a tweet from Dylan Raiola, Nebraska's freshman quarterback who likely will start the season. Please, fans, show up at 5:15 by the stadium because I'm bringing David Sanders Jr., the top tackle in the class, a top five overall player in the upcoming class, and he wants to see a big crowd of people to support him on this unofficial visit. Well, guess what? There's a pretty good crowd. There's a couple hundred people that were outside the stadium when he came in in a van. He seemed like he was pretty in shock at how many people were out there. But the question I have is this at 464-5685, is recruiting in 2024 and beyond for Nebraska what the scene looked like on Friday in Lincoln for David Sanders Jr.? Now, you're not going to have everybody have hundreds of people out there to try to woo them to come to your school. But Nebraska kind of got mocked by his opposing fans for a while, having 300 people out there to have a recruit coming in. Is that an embarrassing look, Bill? Or is it more of an impressive look for Nebraska to have that?
First of all, I wasn't there.
You were not there.
I was not there, so I didn't see the. A couple stories I read, because I wanted to read up on this night when I followed up with the rundown, was it the reports were mixed from people writing about it. The reports were like crowd was kind of a. Very just okay. it wasn't that impressive, and then I read that it was impressive, so I wasn't there to be able to judge that, but I read both through articles where it was like expecting a ton of people and it was a couple hundred or maybe less than that.
Well, I mean, I still think a couple hundred pretty good.
So again, I'm not judging that, but I'm saying that's just what I read. If you read the articles, you'll read both of what was impressive and what wasn't. And so do I think it's a bad thing? No, it's not a bad thing at all. Like I said, there might be some things that are expected. I don't know he has one more follow-up trip, I believe.
Yes,
is that
does.
Correct?
Yes.
To Tennessee, is that
That's
right?
That's correct, yep.
And so I don't know if they'll try to do the same thing with that. I don't know. But is it a bad thing? No, it's not a bad thing to show that there is, like I said, the fandom here is great. And that's one of the main things that you're selling right now is what this fan base is like and what it's like playing here. In those places. Now, the places that were on his list, if I'm right, it was also Georgia and Ohio State.
Yes, and Tennessee,
so,
correct.
And so both of those, we talk about fandom, they're real. They're probably the one of the craziest game day of those other three schools, I guess, would be Tennessee. They'd be the one on game day what would be completely nuts. So it'll be interesting to see what their fan base is like. But will it be like that in the future? There'll always be some sort of something to do with that. There'll be some sort of a call out. This one was different because of the time of year when they were able to come back on an unofficial. So, again, very interesting, that's for sure, to see how it plays out.
Sanders will decide August 17th where he's going to school. So you would say Tennessee, Nebraska, Georgia, or Ohio State are his top four at this point. Sounds like it's been down to Nebraska and Tennessee, apparently. We'll see if that's
true. There probably was their breakers there, because I'd like to hear their take from if there's a breaker that was there for the arrival. Walk us through that and what they thought the event was like.
I am very hopeful that there was at least one breaker there. If there's any breakers at the David Sanders entrance on Friday, please text us 402-464-5685. Were you there? And what was it like? What was the crowd? Good? Was the reception good? What was the overall experience like?
I would imagine it was good. Like I said, you read different things, and I'm not sure when I was reading, I didn't follow it real close. It could have been from It could have been from a different reporter. From an opposing team. I don't know that.
So some response from the text line. I don't see anybody that was there yet at this point, but they're saying they were reading on social media and Google that he was in Tennessee on Saturday and tried to do the same thing. And I guess there's only tens of people there. There's hundreds here. There's like tens, like maybe 20 to 30 people possibly that were at the arrival of David Sanders Jr. So if that's important to him, congrats, Nebraska. You've got David Sanders. But if it's not, it's about money and also what you can do with your program, because Tennessee's a good program right now, then that's a good choice for him also. But apparently Nebraska blew them out of the water compared to what Tennessee did, at least.
Nice.
With the reception, at least.
With the reception
having
part.
People there. So someone says there was 450 people there, very lively crowd. I was in the crowd.
Nice.
That's from Greg on the text line. Actually, that's right. Missing Tooth Greg was there. He sent me a picture from that.
Greg was there.
Missing Tooth Greg
doesn't shock
was
me.
On the scene for David Sanders Jr.'s arrival to Nebraska.
Nice job, Greg.
And he said 450 people. Officer McLeod was there from Columbus. He took his 9-year-old son, Kyler, and 6-year-old son, Cooper. The boys had the time of their lives, met a lot of great people also.
That's
we
very
had
cool.
Breakers on the scene for David Sanders' arrival.
We How need some that? Photos sent in to
that,
us.
I have photos. I'll show them to you. Nice. I got 4 photos there. He says,
so that's more trending towards, like I said, I heard both sides of the, that it was, I never heard anything that it was bad.
I heard it was
okay, and I heard it was great. The two things that I heard. So it sounded like it's trending more great.
He says, everyone was taking pictures with the coaches and players. It was very fun, and Nebraska did a great job in promoting that.
Very cool.
Now, we have both sides to every story. That was people supportive. Here's Ron, and Ron has kind of been a wet blanket. Now, his title's not that
he's
wet
blanket. He's not wet blanket, though. Wet blanket, no. We are not taking a shot at you. No. You are the wet blanket.
That's right. Yeah, this is Ron trying to be a wet blanket. It says, sadly, it's embarrassing and pathetic, both for the fans and the players who need the adulation.
Well, I understand where he's coming from. I believe there's always, probably everyone had a little bit of that feeling in the crowd of, okay, this is what we're doing now. Type of thing. But like I said, I think they made it a fun event. I think I'm sure the reason that thing probably took off, obviously, because Dylan did an unbelievable job. And then Vince Ginta had a plan for everyone when they did arrive.
Yep.
And so Vince would have crushed it in that area, which made it fun for everyone, the coaches down there. So a lot of positives.
I'm seeing a text on the text line from Kevin, who was at the event. So now we got several breakers.
Several breakers. Did any of the breakers connect? Did anybody
That's
look
a great
at
question.
I want to know did was there like a breaker like across the crowd, like I see you. I know who you are. I know you're a breaker.
How would you acknowledge it?
I don't know.
Do the on three.
I know the hut, hut, hut.
You gotta figure is that what you do?
I think that's what
is
you would do.
Is that the call of the breakers?
Yes. The call of the breakers, yes. That's our new that's
I
the
think
new call.
We have to.
Anytime we can identify if anybody else is in the crowd like that, maybe someone can just do the when it's just kind of quiet instead of the go big red, the hut, hut, hut.
Breaker,
and then they can fire back.
Respond.
They
back.
Can run. It's kind of our version of Marco Polo. It's the breaker version of Marco Polo. How do
place.
We find each other in a crowd? Yes. Now we know.
We just know. You just hear all these echoes from all over the place.
It echoes all over the
It'd
place.
It'd be beautiful. It'd be beautiful. And now we have some response to Ron. Yeah, the breakers are not taking it with Ron.
Yeah.
Who in the club is Bill?
Bert.
He says, "Shut up, Ron. Shut up, Ron." Officer McLeod says, "Chill, Ron. A good opportunity for my boys to meet players and fall in love more with Husker football. That is not lame," says Officer McLeod.
I'm gonna agree with that 100.
Kevin got a picture with Tony White. And by the way, Joe and Boulder says you guys need to develop a secret breakers handshake too.
Could be something, yeah.
We gotta work on that. We don't have that right now.
We don't have a handshake, but we'd like. We need to identify each other in a crowd. There needs to be a way somehow in a crowd we'll identify the hut, hut, hut.
Gator just said, "I'm 100% doing the three huts during a moment of awkward silence sometime soon."
Just to try it out. Let's see if this, because everyone will know. They'll know what's, now we know. Again, Marco Polo, our version.
You know.
We know how to locate each other.
You know.
Also, it's kind of a mark yourself safe. You might be in a pickle. What if all of a sudden you're on the road, you know, at Ohio State, and you're someplace like I'm surrounded by a bunch of Buckeyes here. I see some Huskers out there. How do I find out who's with me? You can fire that out. And all of a sudden in the crowd, they're going, okay, we're protected here. The breakers are here.
We are good. A question from someone in the 308 area says, Bill, if we were to get this guy, David Sanders Jr., again, a top five player in the 2025 class, what could the class take off? Could it be a top 15 class? If so, potentially.
Absolutely, that helps. There's always momentum that takes place with things when things are going well. You know, the part you need the most is when it's all said and done is going to be wins and you show progress on the field. Now, that's going to be the thing that stands out the most. But yes, when things take off, because it's so different, people always connected, but now the level of connection to recruits is insane. How much they're talking to each other. They all know each other. That's why all of a sudden you'll see people transferring in the portal, and where do they end up at? Where there's a group of guys that they knew very well, things are going well there, they like that, and they're able to all connect again. So they connect very, very strongly. So it won't be like Sanders commits to Nebraska and it's like no one else knows about it. It has a chance for it to really take off. So yes, it'd be a big deal.
Thank you for all the response, people who are in the crowd. We appreciate that. 464-568. By the way, if you want to help out, NIL is very important to get David Sanders. How can they do that, Bill? This Saturday.
Saturday.
There's a practice. There's a practice at the stadium. Fall camp starts Wednesday. You can see a practice as of Saturday, 6:30 p.m., $25. All the money goes to NIL with 1890 to help fund the athletes and help get athletes like David Sanders to Lincoln and keep them here. So Huskers.com/tickets. Go watch the practice. $25. Bring your family. Enjoy a good night at the stadium.
The value of money, I'll never look. Someone says, well, that's a lot of money. I'm like, I agree with you. I agree when people say, hey, that's a little expensive. It's not expensive, but I'm not saying that to anybody else can make that decision. But what that can be done with this, the fun, if you sit and think right now, if you just take your son or daughter to a movie, it's about 20-some bucks. So this event is very online with that. So the price is very much, you know, in line with what should be going on when the price should be. So great job by Matt Davidson getting that organized. And like I said, if you want to make a big impact, the 400 to 500 for one recruit, that's very cool. If there shows up that there's 20,000 to 25,000 at the stadium for the drone picture and all those things that's going to be, that's a really, really, really big deal. And like I said, there should be a parking lots of 200 school buses down there bringing your football team down. Whatever team you want to have come down, but having youth football, but show them what practice looks like at a college level. And it'll be really, really cool.
If you are around this weekend and have nothing going on, I would encourage you to go check that out. It's well worth it. And again, it helps fund NIL to get great players here and keep the good players here also. Huskers.com/tickets. Again, 6:30 p.m. The practice under the lights, Memorial Stadium.
No reason not to drive in from all over the place. Come in, make it a weekend, make it a night, have a blast.
Get hotels for days over here. Come on.
Yeah, let's go. Get involved.
Come on. Before we get to break, Bill, it is a Monday morning, and I'm hungry right now. It's breakfast time, brunch time,
what would you like to have?
I'd like to have a hash hole.
Hash hole.
Hash hole, because Early Bird has hash holes, and
I saw
great
pictures on Twitter.
I know, we got a tweet. Yeah,
we got a tweet from a breaker having a hash hole. Which,
we did.
Thank you so much for sending that. That did make my day.
By the way, not only was I getting hut, I was getting
at the hash hole. You got
at,
that
at
one Beatrice also?
Yeah, two things. Hut, and hash hole. So I got that.
Do they have, what if you wanted some form of like French toast?
You could get that as well.
Can you get anything else?
You could get chicken fried steak, which of course is
what?
Smothered. You can get cinnamon roll pancakes. You can get breakfast burritos. They have everything you could possibly want at Early Bird.
I tell you one thing too. The thing is, when me and my wife are going to go down this weekend, but we're going to go this week. And the first thing she said to me, she goes, well, let's make sure we leave early because, you know, we'll probably have to park in a parking garage someplace away and pay for it, and we'll have to probably walk a couple blocks. Do we have to do that, Jake?
No, you don't.
Why not?
Because they have a massive parking lot that is free. $99.
I tell you what, the Burrow family is killing it with this. This is well established. Their menu will absolutely blow you away. It's that incredible. What if you wanted to have, what if it's a celebratory day and you wanted to have a cocktail?
You could have a brunch cocktail.
What can you have?
You could have a brunch cocktail with hash. I don't know, margarita, mimosa. Probably.
I think more like Bloody Mary and mimosa. I don't know. We're gonna go with the. We're gonna go with the Jack and Diet.
You can have a mimosa.
I guess.
Bloody Mary, if you want to. Margarita, that'd be kind of spicy in the morning. But why not?
Why not?
You do.
I wasn't thinking that.
You do, man.
Maybe just shots of vodka. I don't know, but
why not? It's all
they do it all there.
Early bird, 19th and K. The early bird gets the
pancake.
That's right, the pancake. 19th and K. Stop on by. Free parking also in Omaha and Iowa. Early bird open 7 days a week.
7 days.
6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. You got to check it out.
They're open right now.
They are.
Doors are open. People are filing in.
Please.
Live remote coming.
We'll be there at some point. I will give you a date in August. We'll get that on the calendar. But early bird, 19th and K. More next and early break in the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.